This is John Batchelor. Colleague John Hardy of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies measures the Ukrainian position now as they enter again into negotiation, not seen since the spring of 2022, Russia and Ukraine speaking of settling the matter. John measures that Ukraine is in a better position and therefore is not likely to concede. Russia is in not as strong a position as it was 3 years ago and eager to restate the demands of 22. Here's John to explain. Much more of this tonight.
So the elections, to my knowledge, were not part of it last time around. I think, in general, their demands are much the same, with the kind of wrinkle that the situation on the ground is different now. So while the Russians control a bit more of Donetsk Oblast, et cetera, in general, the amount of territory they control now is much less, given that they've withdrawn from the area around Kyiv back in spring 2022. And Ukraine is in a better position militarily. The Ukrainians are less reliant on Western support than they were at that point in the war. And Russia has very little prospect of taking additional large swaths of the country. So I think right now that there's really no reason for the Ukrainians to capitulate on their red lines, which include kind of no restrictions on the Ukrainian military defense industrial base, no kind of permanent forswearing of joining NATO or other military alliances, and no changes to basically no Russian meddling in internal Ukrainian affairs. So I think the Ukrainians are in a pretty good position, and it just remains to be seen whether the United States will begin to put more tangible leverage on the Russian.